In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
People, whether individuals or groups, disagree with each other on just about everything that can be disagreed on. Who makes the best pickup trucks? Which sports team is better? Which genre of music is real music? Vanilla or chocolate? City or country? Kindle, print? iPhone, Android? Winter or summer? Or spring or fall? And then you've got meatier subjects like economics, race, education, politics, and the millions of disagreements. That stuff leads to it. And then the weightiest touchstone of all, religion, with its ultimate questions surrounding God and humanity and the meaning of life. Even practitioners of the same religion often fight amongst themselves like rabid dogs. But in my experience, there is one thing that we all agree on. Every human being, every last one of us, is born into this world under a death sentence. Death is the great equalizer of all humanity, of all creation, really. Every person I've ever known agrees that in this world we all die. In this world we all die. And now people have billions of opinions around the issue of death, to be sure, and what it means for us. But the fact of death itself, that fact is a rare and perhaps unique point of agreement for nearly all, if not all, of humanity. And this singular point of agreement, death, is the entry point of Christianity's experience of God and God's dealings with humanity. For the believer, God created the world good, beautiful, noble, full of life. And into this world, God placed the pinnacle of creation, human beings, creatures in the very image of God, with a capacity for love, a capacity for joy, a capacity for community, a capacity for eternal growth towards God, towards the light, with a capacity to rule their own lives in sanctity and autonomy, and with a capacity to know good from bad, and the freedom to choose between them. And it's in this freedom that we often choose poorly. And let's not just blame Adam and Eve. Every last one of us chooses dark over light on a regular basis. Unless we're too young, but we choose dark repeatedly over light. And turning from the light, turning from the source of light, leads to death. And so we are born into this world under that death sentence, already subject to death. Now, as we heard in the great blessing of water that we just prayed for this baptism service, God cannot stand to see this beloved creation, those closest to the divine heart, God cannot stand to see us oppressed by darkness and subject to death. So into the world the Son of God comes, and God becomes one of us to restore our life. And we see this foreshadowed in the story of Moses' infancy from the book of Exodus. The Israelites were enslaved under Pharaoh the king, and Pharaoh gave an edict that all the babies born male were to be immediately executed, lest they grow up to be enemy soldiers. So when Moses is born under this death sentence, his mother has him hidden away. His mother has him hidden in a little basket in the water by the edge of a river. And wouldn't you know, Pharaoh's own daughter finds baby Moses and adopts him. Moses becomes a member of Pharaoh's household. And this is really important. Through adoption into the royal family, the death sentence on Moses is lifted. It was the only way that his death sentence could be lifted was to be adopted by the royal family. Moses was born under a death sentence. He's placed in the water, adopted by the royal family, and thereby Moses finds life. This series of events foreshadows our own lives. You see, when the Son of God comes into the world, it is to save us from death. God becomes human and takes on all our nature, including our suffering, including our death, including those things that pain us and torment us the most. God takes those on in the person of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus assumes death in the flesh, death's power over us is destroyed. And then Jesus leaves us with the means and with the invitation to participate in his own life-giving death and resurrection by this mystery of baptism. And as we heard from Romans that Monk Mark read for us today, everyone who is baptized into Christ Jesus is baptized into his death and then raised to the newness of life. And just like Moses being placed in the water and pulled out by Pharaoh's daughter took away his death sentence, when we are immersed in the waters of baptism, we are buried with Christ, and our own death sentence is buried with it. And so when we're raised out of the waters, we are raised to join Christ's resurrection. Death no longer has the last word in your life. The Son of God has won the battle against death. Smoked him is what he did. Just obliterated him. God against death, most lopsided contest in the history of the universe. And Jesus brings us along as co-victors. He says, these are my people and they're coming with me as adopted members of the divine family. And so grant for you on this day, by accepting the waters of baptism and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, you're setting aside your own death with divine power. Now, your physical body will, of course, someday die. But death's not going to have the last word. God will claim you as a divine child for eternal life in spite of the physical death that we all face. And grant, that eternal life doesn't start when you die. It starts today. Your show starts now. Your show starts this moment. The miracle of baptism is that walking in the newness of life has already begun for you. You, Grant, are an adopted child of God, and so everything you do can and will be colored with divine life. You know, whether it's in your prayer and meditation time in those quiet moments you find, or whether it's the busyness of school and the school year coming up, whether it's recreation with family and with friends and with the community of this church, or whether it's trying to figure out something in your life that just doesn't make sense. If you have the eyes to see it, it's going to be different than it would have been. Every moment will have the touch of divine life to it. As much disagreements as people have with each other on everything possible, the fact of death is perhaps our one unifying point of agreement. But even in that agreement, those who have experienced baptism, who have really seen and felt the new life that it brings, would say about death, I agree, asterisk. I agree, but. Death may be an inevitable part of life, but in baptism, it's not the end of the story. Those accepting the invitation to baptism, even though they may die, are already raised to the newness of life. Amen.